Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on Brachos 54. Let's talk about greetings. It was also laid down, the Gemara says, that greeting a fellow should be given in God's name, as it is written, and behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said to the harvesters, Hashem is with you. And they answered him, May Hashem bless you. And it is also written, Hashem is with you, mighty man of valor. And it is also written, and do not shame your mother when she is old, alluding to the elders of the Israel. One should listen to their decrees. And it is also written, it is time to act for Hashem, they have made your law void. Rabbi Nassan says this means that they have made void your law because it is time to act for Hashem. Even though it might be disrespectful to greet someone using God's name, they held that it is permitted, for God wants that goodwill should be spread amongst his people. This brings to mind the idea of how we bring in Shabbos, saying Shalom Aleichem, and a lot of times we say Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, especially after being Mekadesh the moon, doing Kiddush Levana, because that's how we bring in the month, and when we talk to people, you could say Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, and also when we bring in the Shabbos itself, we sing the song of Shalom Aleichem, Boachem, Barchuni, Seischem L'Shalom, and even though Shalom is a way of using God's name in a way, we are not trying to use God's name, God forbid, in vain, God forbid, but we're trying to greet other people. It brings to mind the idea in Pirkei Avos how it says, Hevi Mekabe is kol adam besimcha, and also besever panim yafos. Not only should we greet people with a smile, but we should greet people happily. It doesn't say some people, it doesn't say elders, it doesn't say sages, it doesn't mean our administrators or our bosses, but it says everyone. In Pirkei Avos, gives us the moral, ethical teachings and the way of life, how to do things. We have a show on that called The PAL with Reb T. Give a little promo about it. But even so, even just thinking about Pirkei Avos itself, when we think about how we should go about our days, how we interact with everybody, we should make sure to have a smile on our face to greet everyone with a smile, with a happy countenance and a happy face, because people can see your face belies how you're feeling. Your face shows and mirrors and displays for everyone. It's the public domain, it's the public forum, how you're feeling. So if you walk around looking sour, you probably are sour, and people can notice that and see that. Try to be cheerful, try to be happy, greet people happily, greet people with a smile. It'll not only make your day better and everyone else's day better, it'll also be a Kiddush Hashem for everyone you meet. Everyone you interact with, no matter what, we're all equal before God. Everyone you interact with, it should be with a smile, with a cheerful countenance, just as Pirkei Avos says, and just as the Gemara here talks about, greeting one another, and it's always best to greet people before they greet you. Don't wait others to greet you. You'd be the greeter, even if it doesn't come in return. At least you took the initiative to welcome people, to talk to people, and to greet people, whether Jew or non-Jew, whether doesn't matter, but we're all able to be spoken to and talked to with respect and good, proper greetings in all ways possible. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 55 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.